I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's time to check in with one of our anchor buddies. This week, we go to Mexico. We're going to talk about the war on the Mexican police. As federal troops crack down on drug traffickers, the police in neighboring areas are coming under attack, plus abortion politics and how the U.S. immigration debate is playing. For more on all these stories, we're joined by Ana Maria Salazar, host of Imagen News, a radio program in Mexico City. Ana Maria, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be on your show, Michelle.
We have a lot to talk about. So
there's a lot going on in Mexico right now.
Sure is. Now, first of all, we keep hearing stories here and there in the U.S. press about Mexican police being kidnapped, bodyguards being killed, and some very gruesome stories about severed heads being left outside military barracks. Now, this is the kind of thing we're hearing about from Baghdad. You know, what is going on?
Well, you know, since this new president was sworn in, he made it a priority to go after these big and medium-sized groups of organized crime, mainly drug traffickers. And there's a reaction to that, and it's been a very strong reaction. I mean, since the year has begun, I think more than 1,000 people have died in executions, not only cops, but also execution style of murders. Here they call them levantones. This one case last year of it was actually this year where they cut five heads and threw them on into the floor of a discotheque. It seems that it's getting worse. There was this very important, very gruesome case that took place last week in the state of Sonora, which is one of the bordering states with the United States, with the state of Arizona. And the group of a commando of, we believe, about 60 men came into a small border town, and they kidnapped five cops, two civilians, and they killed them. And when they were chasing them down by the state law enforcement, there was a shootout where 15 of these paid killers were also killed. So, I mean, this is the wild, wild west in some parts of the country.
Is there any sense that the authorities are getting a handle on this, or does it appear that this is just the way it is right now?
I think it's just the way it is right now. What they have done, I think, and it's important to underline it in fairness to the government, is that they've been able to take over areas, regions, small towns that had literally been taken over by some of these drug trafficking organizations where, you know, there was really there was no presence of law enforcement authority and very, very little presence of even just civilian governments. And, I mean, they're paying a cost for doing this. As you know, that the Mexican military is now actively involved in this tragedy, and I think that's the way it's going to be for a while until the authorities have a better grasp as to where these groups are and just slowly just take over parts of the country where these groups were basically they governed.
Do average citizens feel at risk, or do they think it's mainly between the narco traffickers, people who are involved in the drug trade, and people who have chosen to be police officials?
Right. No, I that's a very good question. I think up until recently, people felt that this was just a problem between drug traffickers and law enforcement authorities. Now, because there's so much of it going on and you can see it, you can see these very gruesome scenes on TV, people are starting to feel very, very concerned.
I hate to keep talking about crimes of violence, but we talked about this latest shootout happened in a city that's close to the border. Ciudad Juarez is also a story that many Americans are interested in because it is so close to the U.S. border. And a lot of people have followed the fact that there are hundreds of women in and around Ciudad Juarez who have gone missing over the years, whose bodies have turned up in the desert. Recently, we learned that many of these cases will no longer be pursued, even though it isn't clear that anyone has ever really been brought to justice, because the statute of limitation are expiring. Now, this is surprising to many Americans because, as you know, you have an American law degree.
Yeah.
There's no statute of limitation on murder in the United States.
This would be a problem even in the United States. You know, once the statute of limitations, there's not very much you could do. Even if they went and changed the law and they changed this constitution, you know, the basic constitutional precepts, you know, all over the world is that you will be prosecuted based on the laws that exist at that point in time. So it is very unfortunate, and it's very unfortunate because people talk a lot about Ciudad Juárez and the murdered woman of Ciudad Juárez. The truth of the matter is there's other parts of the country where you have a relatively large number of women are appearing murdered, but they don't receive the same attention. And a lot of these cases are you may be related to organized crime, may be related, and a lot of them are related, just this generally, this an enormous amount of violence against women in Mexico. I mean, the statistics are just outrageous. They're talking about, at least 48% of the female population in Mexico have suffered one way or the other different types of, either economic violence, physical violence, sexual violence. State governments are trying to promote projects that publicize that, what's going on. But at the end of the day, it's clearly not enough. And there's still a lot of, there's this perception, there are a lot of sexism, there's still a lot of machismo in Mexico, and it all is being reflected in this extremely high level of violence against women.
I wanted to move on to another story that was much in the news last month when Mexico City legislators passed a landmark bill to legalize abortion. It was signed into law on April 26th, I believe. Is this controversial? Has this been
Michelle,
a big story?
So controversial. This is a very Catholic country. I think more than 80% of the population is Catholic. And Mexico City happens to have a very liberal legislature in which they decided that they were going to pass this law. And it's unique in the country. Although abortion was allowed in different states, it was basically, it had to be an exceptional situation, What they did in Mexico City is that anybody can have an abortion by before week 12 of the pregnancy and without any questions asked.
Which is similar to the status quo in the U.S.
Yes, and it's very controversial, in part because the representatives of the Catholic Church took a very strong stance, threatening that they were going to excommunicate the legislators that were involved in this. And at the end of the day, the Pope came out with a statement that those who voted in favor of this law should consider themselves out of the church, but no formal action was taken against them, which means that they're going to church and they continue to be practicing Catholics if they wish to be.
Finally, I wanted to talk about the immigration bill. As you know, it's a huge story up here. The Congress and the White House have finally come to something that they can all support. But immediately, this bill is extremely controversial. How is this playing in Mexico? I have to assume it's a big story.
It's been playing the same way. I think it's being followed very closely, not only by the media. This is not only a media story, because some of these stories, people like me who work in radio and TV, we follow them very closely and we do analysis. But this is being followed, I would say, by the population in general.
Any sense of what people think of the bill? I know that's a hard question to ask of a country of 100 million people, do you any sense of whether people think it's a good plan?
There's a lot of question marks as to whether the people, those who are already there, are going to trust the system enough to submit themselves, to put their name on the list. There's a lot of questions as to what impact is this going to have on their families. There's just a question as to if this is going to work or not.
Has the Mexican government been heard from on this? Have they expressed an opinion about the bill?
I think they're being quite smart. They want change, but they know if they support these changes, it just opens up for more attacks for whatever legislation that may be coming out of the Senate.
That was Ana Maria Salazar, host of Imagen News in Mexico City. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be on your show, Michelle.